USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A day after President Trump opened the door to possibly meeting Iran's president at the appropriate time, Tehran reacts. In a televised speech, the president, Hassan Rouhani, said there will be no such talks until the sanctions against Iran are lifted.
Lift all illegal sanctions. If you don't do this, the lock will remain closed.
That's Rouhani speaking through an interpreter. He also accused President Trump of simply wanting a photo op with him. He said Trump should instead just use Photoshop. Tropical storm Dorian continuing a trek across the Caribbean, moving towards Puerto Rico. And according to the latest advisories from the National Hurricane Center, it could hit the southeast United States as a hurricane this upcoming holiday weekend. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Republican Congressman Sean Duffy of Wisconsin announcing yesterday he'll be stepping down effective the 23rd of September as his wife and he are expecting a child with a heart condition and the child will need extra attention. Duffy says today it could be a challenge for the GOP to hold on to that seat.
Well, the special election, this is a Republican-leaning seat, but I'm going to tell you what, Democrats have a lot more money than Republicans, so if we get outspent 2-1, it could be challenging.
Duffy speaking there on Fox and Friends. A record number of passengers expected to take to the air this Labor Day weekend, marking the unofficial end of summer. The trade group Airlines for America says a record 17.5 million people will fly, about 4% more than last year. Former NFL great Rob Gronkowski is encouraging the major sports to update policies to allow for medical marijuana treatments for players. He uses CBD to become pain-free and says he'd like to return to the NFL in the future. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Oklahoma prosecutors reacting to a judge's ruling that says Johnson & Johnson must pay $572 million to that state for marketing opioids. The state's AG says J&J will finally be held accountable for thousands of deaths caused when it downplayed the side effects of opioids. But defense lawyer Sabrina Strong says the company, while having sympathy for those who suffer from substance abuse, insists that it did not cause the opioid crisis.
We are disappointed and disagree with the judge's decision. We believe that it is flawed.
It seems the state of the Democratic presidential race appears to be in flux. A new poll has former VP Joe Biden boosting his lead to 33% over other top Democratic contenders. The Morning Consult survey finds Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders with 20% support from Democratic primary voters, while Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is getting 15% and California Senator Kamala Harris has 8%. A record number of passengers are set to hop on flights this Labor Day weekend to mark the unofficial end of summer. A report from the trade group Airlines for America says it anticipates a record 17.5 million people will travel on U.S. airlines over the holiday period. That works out to about 4% more than Labor Day of 2018. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.